Sending people to Mars is hard. Astronauts need food, water, oxygen, and living space for many months of travel. Their habitat needs massive shielding from deep space radiation. All these supplies need to be lugged up from Earth by expensive rockets.
In science fiction, they save on supplies by putting astronauts into hibernation for long space flights. Why not do this in real life?
Don, you've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. In 2014, a study funded by NASA's Innovative Advanced Concepts program recommended that the space agency carefully investigate the possibility.
Some mammals have the natural ability to hibernate to survive winter without food, but humans don't.
Yes, but it's possible to produce a hibernation-like state of therapeutic hypothermia artificially. After years of experiments, doctors use it as a standard treatment to keep patients from suffering tissue damage after stroke, cardiac arrest, or brain injury.
How does this technique work?
They cool the patient's body temperature by 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit below normal and use drugs to suppress the body's natural tendency to warm itself by shivering. The body's demand for oxygen and nutrients is reduced by 50 to 70% and damage is slowed.
How long do doctors keep patients this way?
Typically, a few hours to a few days. In the longest instance, 14 days.
That's not long enough, Don. The trip to Mars takes 180 days.
Yael, to get to Mars, we need to think outside the box. If this can be made to work, the study estimated that a Mars spaceship can be as much as 150 tons lighter.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.